AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The 82-year-old husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was hospitalized. Paul Pelosi was beaten at his home early this morning. The AP Sagar-Magani reports sounds of the attack carry an unsettling echo of the Capitol riot.
A source says suspect David DePepe was looking for the speaker, shouting, "Where is Nancy?" A chilling reminder of the Capitol corridors nearly 2 years ago.
Where are you, Nancy? We're looking for you!
As rioters searched for the House Democratic leader. This morning, she was here in Washington and not at home as her husband was beaten with a hammer.
The motive for this attack is still being determined.
San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says DePepe will face attempted homicide and other charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Big gains at the close on Wall Street based on better-than-expected earnings reports from companies like Apple and ExxonMobil. It also comes on a day the government reported little change in consumer prices, a sign of inflation. Eight members of a family were found in a burning home in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
We have six juvenile victims, ranging in ages from 1 to 13 years old. We have two adult suspects deceased, being investigated as a murder-suicide.
Police Chief Brandon Berryhill says they're trying to determine whether both adults were involved in the killings. His representative says rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis has died. He told the AP in 1996 what he was most proud of.
A breath that God has given me to breathe in my body. I'm most proud of that. Yeah, I like my music. I like my wife. But they've all disappeared. And I'm just a lonely old man.
Jerry Lee Lewis was 87. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady and his wife, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, have announced they're getting a divorce. They've been married for 13 years. This is AP News. The U.S. is sanctioning an Iranian group that put a bounty on Salman Rushdie's head.
The 75-year-old author spent years in hiding after Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini issued a fatwa in 1989 calling for his death after publication of his novel, The Satanic Verses, some Muslims consider blasphemous. Over the past two decades, however, Rushdie has traveled freely, advocating for freedom of expression.
One of the things a writer is for is to say the unsayable, to speak the unspeakable, to ask difficult questions.
That was to be the topic at the Chautauqua Institute in August, when Rushdie was attacked as he was being introduced. Rushdie's agent says the author has lost sight in one eye and the use of a hand. The Treasury Department says the 15 Cordad Foundation issued a $3.3 million bounty to anyone who assassinated the author. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.